Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you joined us today. Today we have the awesome pleasure, you guys, of Featured Friday. Today we'd like to feature someone in their business. So every Friday, look for me to feature someone. And today I have the awesome pleasure of spotlighting Miss Christian Gillum. She is a Christian playwright, and she does a number of things. Christian, are you here with us?
I am here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. I am so excited to talk about this because, boy, I really focus my show on people who love what they do and then just how they encourage other people to get into that, I call it the sweet zone, because that's what it is. When you have something that you absolutely love, you know what? Your work suddenly isn't work anymore. It's just you having fun. You know, so I just encourage people to get to your sweet spot as soon as you possibly can. But, Christian, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us, are you from Dallas? Are you from somewhere else? Tell us anything you want to tell us from birth to now.
Yes, ma'am. I am actually originally from Little Rock, Arkansas, and I moved to Dallas in 1998. And ever since then, we've been here, and we love it here. Lived in North Dallas, and now I'm in the southwestern part of Dallas, so... You know, I'm excited about, you know, what God is doing in my life and my family's life, and I'm just ready to move forward and step out on faith and jump.
Yes, definitely. That is so awesome that you say that, because as you guys know that listen to the Love of Heart Movement radio show often, you know that I love people that are, you know, they may have had a struggle or something that they've overcome, but we are all on this incredible journey, you guys. And the more people that we can bring on the journey, the better. So I love her attitude and just ready to jump and do some incredible things. Well, we want to start today with talking a little bit about our purpose. I truly believe that our purpose is many times as a result of things that we've went through, or we can just see God's hand in our life and how he's really led us to a specific way. Tell us about your purpose and how you feel like you got there.
You know what? That's a really good question. You know, it's, I think that a lot of our purpose is defined by what was put inside of us. And I think the first, and I heard Bishop T.D. Jakes say this once, the first 6 years of your life are so critical. And I'm so thankful that my parents actually, you know, they live by Christ, they live by example, and they put the word in us at an early age. So even as adults, when we tried to stray off and do our own thing, you know, we still had that foundation. So I think that, you know, finding your purpose, it has to do with your upbringing. It has to do with you knowing who you are in Christ. And I knew at an early age that I loved to write plays. I loved to write songs. And I did that. I used to go. It was so funny. I would have friends over, and I would make them practice, and they hated it. They wanted to be outside playing rock, but I wanted to practice, and I wanted to perform. And a lot of, you know, my purpose, it came at a young age. I didn't know it because I still dabbled in corporate America even now. But I knew at a young age I wanted to direct and write. And I knew that, you know, most of my work would be religious-based work. And I knew that I wanted to spread God's word and, you know, tell some amazing stories in a very unique way. And I wanted to incorporate worship and music because I love worship and music. And I went through some things in my life, divorce and all that stuff. And I really... being in God's presence really helped me to draw closer to him and to define who I really was called to be. And that's what I've been focusing on over the last couple of years, is just drawing closer to God, getting in his presence, and now I understand my purpose is to share his word through laughter, through entertainment, and through film, through stage plays, through music. So
that is so true. That is awesome. And I'm so glad that you said that, because many times people don't realize that, you know, even though we may have experienced some type of hurt or whatnot, God is still there with us and for us. He never leaves us. And it's so important that we let people know, you know, they may not see this in their own life. Some people have said, and I know you've heard this, that we may be the only Jesus that somebody ever sees. So it's so important that when we are victorious in something or through something, that we let people know, hey, this is what has happened to me, and, you know, I hope you can celebrate with me, but I just want to show you the favor of God. I just want to show you what he can do in your life, definitely. So I am so excited that you did that, definitely. Well, tell us, when you got the bug, to really tell us a little bit about your play and where did this idea come from and who gave you the encouragement to just go forth with it?
You know, the play came about, me and my family were very, very close, and we work as a team. We actually all work together on this project, and we were talking one day, and we were talking about all the craziness going on in the world and, you know, and how as women and men, how we make these mistakes and we're so comfortable with sin nowadays. It's just, you know, nobody's ashamed of anything. It's just all out there. And we put it on Facebook. We put it on social media. There's no shame in anybody's game, you know. And, you know, we just wanted to tell a story about, yes, there is sin, but there's also, you know, consequences for sin. And at the end of the day, we want our families to be united. We want to come back to Christ. We want to repent. We want to say, God, you know, help me to be the person I was called to be. And so that's kind of how the concept of the play came about. And the play is about a woman named Rocket, played by Shawn Morris. And her character is an older woman who has four children. She's trying to ask God for help on how to get her family back together because they're so divided. They're acting silly and just living in sin, doing their own thing. And, you know, she got herself together, but she got it together kind of late. And you know, her whole purpose is to try to get her family back together. So she sends her friend on a journey to try to mend the broken pieces. But then there's some dark secrets that's kind of been swept under the rug. And hopefully they'll be revealed, and these kids will make decisions to turn back to Christ. But each of them will be faced with decisions in their life over the course of this 1.5-day period of trying to, you know, turn back to God and be silly no more.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I definitely hear exactly what you're saying, and I love that you're sharing that. And what I put in the show notes is I said the play came from your love of helping others and wanting to see people change. And you also stated that people need to return back to Christ because, oh, my goodness, I know that that would solve so many of our problems, you know. Said, okay, God, I repent. I've done wrong. And this may be a daily thing. You know what? We never get it all the time, you guys. And I hope you are taking notes and you realize that calling out your sin is no more of a shame or anything. We should do that. We should go to the Father and say, okay, I didn't get it right today, Father. I am so sorry. You know, and just really be repentant. You know,
right?
Just really return back to God. It's so important. Oh my goodness, I love that.
Exactly. And that's the message. It's just turning back to Him and getting our lives back in order, getting our houses back in order, and stop blaming everybody else for the mistake. Stop blaming that man for leaving you when he wasn't your husband. You know, you giving yourself to him, he ain't your husband in the first place. Or he's somebody else's husband. You know, and we mad. You know, so it's like we have to choose better. We have to make better decisions. We have to ask God, is this a man or woman for me? We just can't step out and make the decisions on our own because that's when, you know, there's consequences for those decisions. So that's the message we're trying to bring is unity, repentance, forgiveness, and just making better decisions, getting our lives back in order because God is coming back soon.
Yes, that's what I said. Many common day sins are so comfortable now, and it's time for us to make a change. We've got to choose to do better. You know, we really do. So I love that you said that. And I love that you know that as a woman and just really as a child of God that we really have to do something. We may not always be in somebody's face, hey, girl, you know, you're not living right or whatever. Hey, take this simple. Many times you can send people a song or whatever and just really let them know that, hey, you know, I think you may need to reconsider this, or have you ever thought about it this way? I think living the Christian life is one of the most important things we could do and always be there to be a prayer partner with someone to just really live our life so others can see Christ in us, you know? So it's so important that we have plays and, you know, that we do things because I know your play, you could invite a lot of non-Christians and they would really enjoy it. You see what I'm saying? And you see how it's going to be easy to pull in people because, you know, it's not even the name of the play is really good. And you could tell us a little bit about that because, you know, if you would say the Christian play, no more, you know, silly no more. But you just put silly no more. And that has an attraction within itself. So tell us a little bit about that, of how you came up with the name.
You know, it's funny. My family, I'll have to tell my mom, Charlotte Gillum, my dad, Damien Gillum, my brother, Corey Gillum, and actually Jay Williams. We were actually at a round table. And originally the name, we wanted to call it Silly Women, Silly No More. But, you know, as we talked about a little bit more, a lot of the topics weren't just about silly women. It was about silly men as well. And so we came to the conclusion that we should just call it Silly No More and just keep it neutral because, you know, it's not just men in this world being silly. It's not just women. It's everybody just
everybody.
That are so comfortable with sin. And and so that's how we came up with this, that neutral Silly No More, so that it covers all of us, regardless of gender.
Everybody. Oh, my goodness, that's so good. That is so good, and that's so appropriate to this day and time. You know, many times we say, okay, I know we're not to be of the world, but we live in the world, and we need to be able to touch people. That's why it's so funny, because I tell people sometimes you need to really take your crown off and just be a regular person. That regular person is going to attract so many more people to Christ than you with your halo on, you know? So I love this title. And even it's on the same lines as when I came to the church and saw part number one, right?
You came to see the Choose play?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, it's slightly different than Choose play. It has some of the same messaging in terms of, you know, the consequences for sin. But this one is, you know, Choose was about four different families. This is about one family. So there are some similarities. But this story really is just about, you know, this one woman trying to get her family back together again. And then she kind of uses her friends as bait to kind of go out and drill them back in. So, we're really excited for it.
That is amazing. And you guys, it's those type of things that will really, like I said, attract other people. You know, this is something that you could bring your friends to and they will enjoy it. You know, I say get a whole girls' night out type of thing going on. You know, get some girlfriends together and y'all just go and laugh and talk together. It'll be amazing. It really will, definitely. Well, I also like to talk about, one of the things that I know is that many times when you're in business or you have a project or whatnot, it's not necessarily the project or the business. It's who you become in the process. So can you tell us about a time that maybe you went through a struggle, and it could be personal or professional, or that you have overcome? And I say that because on this call we have some people who are going through the death or divorce of their loved one. They may be, you know, experiencing bad financial times. They may just be going through a struggle right now. And I like for each guest to just kind of tell us, how did you overcome? And how would you encourage somebody to overcome if they're going through any of those things, you know, financial problems, relationship problems? What would you tell someone?
You know, I've gone through a lot of different scenarios and problems personally, still going through certain things. I can give you at least one. If you want more, I can give you more. But I'll start with the most, I guess, dramatic one. Was that back in, was it three, almost 3 years now? I've been divorced. So, you know, that was obviously a very, very trying time and, you know, decision that, you know, I made. And, you know, what I learned through that whole experience is I was so self-dependent on my own strength. And I was trying to figure everything out on my own. And it's so easy to point the other finger at the other person, but you really have to sit back and, you know, analyze your own self. You got to get the speck out of your own eye. And then in the Bible, so you got to sit back and get the speck out of your own eye and analyze why you made the decision. Were there any red flags? Is there something you could have done differently? Because 9 times out of 10, there is. And so I just asked God to really just reveal himself to me, help me to get through this, help my kids to get through this whole situation. And what he did was, because it was stormy, you know, it was a bad stormy situation, and he calmed the storm. Every time I got into his presence and I started spending a little more time with him, and I started walking with him, and just, I didn't ask him for anything. I was just telling him I love him, you know, just worshiping him. Every time I did that, I got a little more peace, got a little more joy. My life started getting back on the right track. I'm starting to walk into my purpose now. So you know, for anybody out there going through anything, sickness, you know, God's presence, there's so much joy and happiness. But and you just have to go in and put on some positive, put something in your ear positive where you could just go in and just say, I love you. Regardless of what's going on in my circumstance, I'm still going to praise you. You still haven't fallen off the throne. So getting in his presence and spending that time with him, not asking him for anything, just telling him
yeah.
that you love him, just offering up your whole everything to him.
Yeah.
That, to me, is what helped me get through the storms in my life, is getting in
that
his presence. And then he started to speak to me. He started to give me the plays. He started to tell me what to write. He gave me songs because I actually wrote 9 songs in this play. So he gave me the songs to write. So,
wow.
you know, he'll speak to us if we listen,
mm-hmm.
if we talk to him. You know, he'll
that
help us and guide
amazing.
Us if we just shut our mouths or open our mouths and listen,
mm-hmm.
open our ears so we can listen. So a lot of us, we pray, but we don't know how to listen sometimes. So sometimes we got to hush and just listen and hear his voice. So
yeah.
I think that's the biggest turnaround in my life, was just getting in his presence and understanding the voice of God and what that really sounds like.
Yes, definitely. For sure. That is so true. And I'm so glad that you shared that, because many times people want to run from God when they experience a problem. And I think that's when we need to run to him most, you know, definitely.
Exactly.
Let him be our comforter. Let him be the person that, you know, takes up everything that we need and takes us into another realm. Because I know anything is possible when we truly believe in him and what he can do for our lives, definitely. And tell us about
yes,
your situation in terms of, did you have good girlfriends to lean on? Because one of the things that I know is, boy, there's nothing like that support system. So tell us about that.
Oh, yes. You know, I have the best friends in the world. My circle is small, but my friends are, and my family, obviously, I've already given them a shout-out, but I have
yeah.
some best friends, Christina Yamore and Brittany Parker, Roslyn Thrower, Rashonda, Marcia. Those are, you know, some of my best girlfriends. And, you know,
uh-huh.
when we get together, you have to have friends you can trust, because, you know, obviously
yeah.
there's some friends where you just can't tell everything to, because they just go back and tell all your business. But, you know, what happens in our circle stays in our circle, and I can trust those girls that they're not going to go back and be, judgmental. And you should have, they're going to pray with me. They're going to hear me out, and they're going to just be there as a listening ear. They're not going to tell me to, you know, make decisions that I shouldn't make. So as a woman, we definitely need our friends to lean on, the ones you can trust, you know, that small circle of friends, because you can't trust everybody. So I definitely leaned on, you know, my best friends to help me through that situation, and they were really there for me a lot.
That is so awesome, because I know that's just one of the biggest things that I tell you, that mental health, you can't really get rid of that, you know, and what I mean by that is you've got to have that to survive. I know the song, and I'm not
yes,
even sure
yeah.
who sings it. Is what is the song that says, I need you to survive, and I can't even remember the name of it, but that song is so apparent and so true that you need so many people to survive. And we need
yes.
just so many connections and, you know, good thoughts. And like I said, I can be a friend that I don't even have to see you but once a year or twice a year, and we can still be
yes.
real good friends. I don't have to talk to somebody every day to call them my friend. So I think that as we – one of the things that I just went to a conference this past 2 days, and it was quite incredible, and that's something that I'm committing myself to, is there is something that happens magical when you get a sisterhood together. You see, when you
right.
have a sisterhood, that sisterhood can withstand anything. And one of the things the coach yesterday talked about is she went to a conference in New York, and a sister stood up, and she just, you know, she was broken. She said, my husband just died 2 weeks ago, and she said, I don't know how I'm going to make it. And the person that was running the conference said, where do you live? And she just asked her point blank. She said, well, I live in New York. And she said, no, what is your address? When the young lady told her address, other women in the conference stood up and said, I live 1 block from you. I live 2 blocks from you. I can pick up
oh,
the kids.
Wow.
I can bring you lunch. I can bring you dinner. And you see, what I learned from that on yesterday when she was telling that story, not only was I so moved by that, but I realized we're missing something. You see, the Bible says we are our brother's keeper, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And what I realized
yes.
is that sisterhood, and not to diss the brothers or anything, but something is so powerful about sisterhood. Because if I am smart enough to let you know that I'm hurting and I need something, even if you don't have any money, you might know, hey, I can't give it to you, but hey, let me get in touch with Sister, you know, Sister Gillum or whatever. She
right.
might be able
mm-hmm.
to get it to you. That's what I want. I want a sisterhood, especially here in Dallas in our area, and I say specifically the southern part of town. I want us to have a sisterhood to say, hey, I live 5 minutes from you. I'm going to come over and pick up your kids so you can take a nap. You know, it's that type of
yes.
stuff that
yes.
doesn't have anything to do with your family. It's about sisterhood. And when she told us the example of this, the conference person, Kadena said she was paired with her in one of her groups because she got the program, the ladies' program at the conference, and she said this was the beauty of the thing. The lady that stood up, her husband had just died in 2 weeks, not only did she get sisters, anonymous donor paid for her to be in the ladies' program that they were at the conference at, a $5,000
value. Okay.
So she's
oh, wow.
just saying, and like what I'm saying is, you don't know what people can do to bless you. Because just because
right.
you may not have tons of money, that doesn't mean this other lady sitting next to you doesn't have tons of money. So what we need to
right.
do is just be open to what God can do for us in our life, you know, and let people know what's going on. And I think that that really goes into sisterhood. I really can see how that whole thing happened for her. Because the lady now,
right.
4 months later, when she followed up, she said, I never knew there were so many loving, kind people. And particularly, she said, that don't look like me. Because this lady was an African-American. She had ladies that were Caucasian, Hispanic, all type of ladies helping her. And it suddenly wasn't about, you know, they were all business owners, but it suddenly wasn't about whose business is bigger, whose business. It was about sisterhood and me helping you. And it's like when we get to that, that's what my whole show is about. That's what my whole life is about, being the Queen of Hearts. When we get to the place where we can love others unconditionally, and if I have water that you need, or if I have, you know, just like this radio show, I try to use it as a platform to really help other people be promoted. It's that same type of sisterhood and that love that we can show one to another. So I am so thankful that you're on here today, and I know that this show, this stage play can be a blessing to so many people. Is there anything else that you want to say to that would lead up to any additional information or anything?
Yes, ma'am. Again, my name is Kristen Gillum. You can follow me on Facebook, Kristen Gillum, and also Kristen Gillum Productions. I have a page. Last name is spelled G-I-L-L-A-M. First name is C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N. And you can find all the information regarding the event tomorrow. It's,
mm-hmm.
again, the play is at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. at the Bob Duncan Center in Arlington, Texas. There's
mm-hmm.
two shows. You know, you can still get your tickets on Eventbrite, but you can also get them at the door. You're just going to have to pay a little extra. But part of our proceeds will be donated to the victims of domestic violence. So, you know, it's important for us to give back, because there's a very powerful story about a couple who's played by Andre George and Tamika Mosley. They play an abusive verbal and physically abusive couple, and it's a very powerful story as a part of one of the children or one of the young adults in the play. So it's important to me to give back, and since it is October, which is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so
yeah.
just wanted to encourage everybody to come out. You will be blessed. Like Cheryl said, you know, this is a good time for, you know, girlfriend's night out and date night. If it's your anniversary,
it
come on out, join us. You will not be disappointed. You're going to hear some good music. I have a variety of music, from worship to a little bit of reggae, R&B, 70s. My mom wrote a 70s song. So, you know, there's a very, very diverse type of music. I have some children actually singing as well. So you're going to hear a little bit of everything, and you will not be disappointed. You are going to receive a message from God. Your life is going to be changed. That's my prayer. Is there anybody who walks in that room, they will not be the same. They will think twice before making decisions. So
yeah.
that's what I want to leave with everybody.
Wow. Well, that was powerful indeed. And you guys, if you are available tomorrow, please catch one of these shows because I know it will bless your life. So I am so excited, Christian, that you were able to be on the show today. This was a God's blessing for me. So thank you so much for being here, and I appreciate everything that you're doing. And just keep going, girl. Keep going. And like I said, I'm building that sisterhood, so I definitely want to keep you a part of this Love of Heart movement because that's what it's all about.
Yes.
It's about the sisterhood of people coming together to help each other. So definitely.
Absolutely. Thank you so
much.
Keep me in the loop. Anything that I can do, you know, Cheryl, just let me know. I'll offer my gifts and services to you. And thank you and all your listeners for their time. And I'm just going to pray a special blessing be on everybody's lives for just taking the time to listen to your show. God's going to bless y'all in return for this, I'm telling you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Well, have a wonderful day, and just we will spread this show all around so other people can listen to it as well. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. All right, thank you, and you have a blessed day.
You too. Right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.